So let's get this morning motivation. Let's get this morning motivation officially motivated, right? So first and foremost, we're going to thank Saint Spirit Guides, Ancestors. We're going to thank our most benevolent entities and energies, right? We're going to thank them all for their love, guidance, and protection during these sessions, okay? We are going to thank our shadow team and our light team, as above, so below, as within, so without, okay? And we are going to ashe all of the ancestors, ashe, 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 as their story was written, so is our own. So is our own, okay? So that's so funny. While I was doing the intro, two cards fell out, indecision and procrastination. And I think that's really telling, right? Indecision and procrastination. Indecision says, decide not to make a decision at this time. This will be constructive, valid, and useful. So if you've seen the card of the day this morning, this is why I find this funny, right? If you've seen the card of the day this morning, the card of the day this morning was the Four of Cups in reverse. And that basically spoke on you sitting still, because this might be the time where you are learning more. This might be the time where you're increasing knowledge for what you're trying to actually put out, right? This might be a time where you've got so much going on where you're actually not paying attention to opportunities and things going on around you. This might leave you in a state of indecision, right? Because this could be you going, I'm not sure, should I keep doing what I'm doing and keep going down this path? Or should I switch it up a little bit? This could be what most of you guys are going through right now. You might have already put something on your plate and now you're not too sure how you're going to make it to the next step, how you're going to transform what you already had into something new. You might be saying, okay, well, I thought I was going to put this business out, or I thought I was going to put this out, a mixtape or whatever the fuck. I see a couple dudes down here, right? But I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to use this beat. I'm not going to use this producer. I'm going to put it back out and I'm going to switch up the beat here. Going to switch up the production here, turn this into a drill beat, right? This is you saying, okay, the whole time I've been sitting here, sitting on this project and not really doing nothing with it, there's really hits on here. I just have to revamp the hits and throw them back out. So that's somebody's life. Right? There's a whole bunch of jewels and shit inside of you, a whole bunch of knowledge inside of you. There's a whole bunch of things inside of you that you could be using for something else, but you're not, right? You need to go back inside and pull that shit back out and reuse it for something else, right? Energy can be used for anything. Everything is energy. So whatever's inside you, you can, like this, tarot vibes. When I first started doing tarot vibes, all I was doing was reading cards. I went from reading cards, mediumships, and all that shit, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm revamping that into the therapy sessions, basically, to the healing corner. So it's me taking what I already have and turning it into something new. So this might be a bunch of you guys needing to take what you already have and just turn it into something new. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You need to reinvent how you are using the wheel, if that makes sense. Okay, and procrastination says stop focusing on your problems and excuses. Take a small step and do something constructive. Mary and Anais, good morning, beautifuls. Good morning. Okay, procrastination. So that just hit the floor. So that's what we need to do, right? Drop that procrastination. If you are in this space where every day you wake up, you know you got to do something, but you just can't figure out how to get out of that space of I'm not doing anything. Before I looked up, it's already 12. And I look back in my phone and it's 3. And I look back in my phone and it's 7 o'clock. Now it's 7 o'clock and my kids are hungry. I haven't cooked anything. The house is kind of dirty. I didn't really do much. And now I'm feeling backed up. Now I'm feeling overworked. Now I'm feeling under pressure. A lot of people procrastinate because in their mind, they have too much on their plate. Most of the people that sit with me that procrastinate, I tend to tell them, break your day down into smaller sections. Break your day down into small. Okay. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to set a timer so that I can do this. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to set a timer so I can do this. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to set a timer so that I can remind myself this is the motion I need to be in, right? This is where a lot of us are failing in this present day because we're overworked. We're overworked. We're doing too much. We're doing too much. So this is saying, let me grab this procrastination card. This is saying that to kind of combat this energy of procrastinating, it would help you if you made certain schedules. It would help you if you planned things out. It would really, really help you if you picked one thing a day to focus your whole energy on and just do that, right? I'm a Gemini. I tend to get really flighty. So 1 minute I might be wanting to do this. Next minute I might be wanting to do that. 2 minutes later, I want to do something completely different than the first two things. Meanwhile, I haven't completed any of that shit. Right? So this is saying work on one thing, pick one thing a day, focus your energy completely on that, and work on that. That way you're not turning around and saying to yourself, holy shit, the whole day has went by. I had 5 things on my to-do list and I haven't completed not one. I might have started to do 2 or 3 of these things, but did I actually complete them? No. So you want to work on completing tasks, breaking them down so that they don't seem so big, so you can actually complete them. Ebony, good morning, Ebony. Not this Ebony, but shout out to Ebony Herrera, who came through yesterday on the Healing Corner. She told us a little bit about her life story dealing with abuse. Okay, she was in an abusive relationship after seeing her older sister and her aunt be in an abusive relationship. So she was kind of just talking about how that affected her, like her trying to re-love again after being in an abusive situation and things of that nature. So if anybody missed that episode of the Healing Corner from yesterday, it is on my page. You can scroll down my page and it's on the website. You can go to, you can just search Tarot Vibes TV on iTunes. You can search Tarot Vibes TV on Amazon, Spotify, Google, Deezer, Player FM. Okay, so almost any major platform, you can go and search Tarot Vibes TV and you can catch up on that episode of the Healing Corner. Okay. Pooh, good morning, Pooh. Hey, babe. How's everything, sis? Anybody else that would like to potentially tell their story, tell an aspect of their life? Okay, inbox me. I'm kind of booked up for recording them, but I'm scheduling everybody. So if you would like to tell your story, you can inbox me and I will get you scheduled to tell your story and we'll work it out. Okay. Najalik, shout out to Najalik and the XO fam. What's going on? Good morning. Okay. Tara, good morning, baby. Hi, Tara. Okay, so yeah, I'm actually looking for a couple men that went to jail. I'm looking for a couple men that did at least 5 in prison. Okay, so I'm looking for men that went to jail that would like to tell their story. And I'm looking for men that were in gangs that would like to tell their story. So I'm looking for men that went to jail and men that were in gangs. So if anybody knows somebody that would like to, I know a couple people, but they acting funny about telling their story. Like, bro, no funny shit. The whole fucking hood knows why you went to jail. Matter of fact, when you went to fucking jail, half the hood circulated your fucking statements. But let me shut the fuck up. So I got a couple people, but they acting funny. So if anybody knows anybody that would like to tell their story about going to jail, running the streets, being a hood nigga, being in the gang, y'all know how that should go. Send them to me. Send them my way. Tag them below. Whatever the case may be. Right? Just send them to me. Okay. Oh, wow. 15. Yeah. So when he comes out next year, I would love to talk to him. Hopefully I'm still doing this next year because y'all see I'm bipolar as fuck. So I might not even be doing this shit next year. But for right now, okay, I was going to put some money on the phone because I know a couple people in jail. I know a couple people that I hit through JPay right now, and I would love for them to talk to people. But because they're still up there, they don't want to do it, you know. And plus, I'm not putting the extra 50 on the phone. Fuck y'all. I'm not putting the extra 50 on that goddamn phone. Okay. I'll be a dummy. Gabby. Hi, Gabby, baby. Hey. Immortal. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Yeah, I keep telling y'all, and I keep stressing this to everybody that comes here for the healing sessions and to tell their story. I'm literally doing this because I think so many of us feel like we are the only people that go through the shit we go through. Like, actually, I'm going to sit on my podcast one day and tell my story. I started to sit on my podcast and tell my story like last week, and I felt like I was narrating a book. And so I stopped. I was like, bitch, who are you even talking to? Like, I would have to do it like this. I would have to be on the live talking to somebody while I'm podcasting, because I'm gonna lose focus and start acting like a fucking Nancy Drew. Like, it was the great summer of 1983. Leslie was two. I remember being two. Like, oh, hell no. Oh, fucking hell no. Okay, so I'm probably gonna come back and do it out here. Okay, Vonnie. Hi, Vonnie, baby. Good morning. So only because my friend didn't post or anything, yesterday I was going to come back and do a bunch of stuff with you guys, but one of my best friends from high school, I'm talking, it was only four of us that were together every fucking day, and she lost her mom yesterday. And when she called me on the phone, she called me and I was in the middle of, first I was doing a session and I ended a session. Then she called me again and I was like, what the hell does this girl want? But I was scheduling somebody. So I was like, okay, I slid her to the side. Like, I'm gonna call her right back as soon as I get finished scheduling this girl. And I called her back, and the second I picked up the phone, I could just, you know, that uneasy silence when you're talking to somebody on the phone. And she just like, you know, like, my mom died and I couldn't even fucking breathe. Like, I lost my father. Okay. I lost my father a couple of years ago. I lost my stepfather a couple of years prior to that. I can't imagine losing my mom. Everybody that lost a mom, when I tell you, my heart goes out to you, because I can't imagine the day where I have to accept the fact that my mom is not here. So my heart just hurts for her. My heart hurts for her daughters. Her daughters absolutely adored her mom. Her daughters spent probably more time with her mom than she did, you know. So to everybody that's dealing with loss, because on the same day I seen, I can't think of this guy's name. His name starts with a J. But at the same time, I see he died. So there were a bunch of people mourning his loss. Everybody that's mourning a loss, the loss of a loved one. When I tell you, I pray for you. I pray for your strength. I pray for your family. This shit is not easy. And I try to tell everybody, it's not something that you just get over. It's not something that just, oh, okay, you know, one day I don't feel the hurt and pain anymore. When I lost my father, I lost a part of my soul. I lost a part of my soul. Okay, so to the three of you that lost both of your parents, I completely feel for y'all. My heart and my soul goes out to y'all, because I don't know how I'm going to function when I actually do lose my other parent. I don't know. And that's my friend. My friend is an only child, and her mom was all she had left. She lost her father a couple years ago. I fear for you. My heart and my soul goes out to y'all. How do you function in this world, in this dimension, on this plane, on this planet, feeling like a part of you is missing? That's something I'm not ready to find out. I'm not ready to find out. So I'm praying for everybody's strength. Everybody that lost a parent, both parents, a child, I pray for y'all strength. I pray for y'all mental strength, y'all emotional strength, because that's something that weighs heavy on your soul. Even when you feel like you've accepted it and come to grips with it, there's going to be times when you don't. There's going to be songs and scents and foods and sayings, and how can you? So I'm just praying for y'all strength. I'm praying for y'all strength. Because I don't know how to help y'all. I'm going to say it like that. I'm not sure how to help y'all. I try my best to give people the platform. They can come and talk to me. And we try to work through certain things. But that's something that you have to learn to handle here. So my heart goes out to y'all. Okay? It really does. Because I don't know. People ask me how I deal with my father's death. And I'm like, that's so funny. How I deal with my father's death. The card that just came out. The strength card. The strength card. Right? It's me every day feeling like I'm doing something in his honor, in his memory. Him, my stepfather, my aunts, my grandparents. I lost all my grandparents. Me feeling like I'm doing something every day to honor them, every day to acknowledge them, every day to show them that even though they have transitioned, I have not forgotten about them, right? I feel like it's harder to accept when people pass away when we try to act like they didn't. When we acknowledge them on a daily basis and accept the fact that they transitioned from this form and shape into another one, it gives us a different light. It gives us a different outlook. It gives us a different energy towards the situation. That's honestly how I get through. I try to keep them as relevant as I can on my heart, but in a positive way, right? You can't think about your deceased loved one and think negative. You can't think about your deceased loved one and, oh, why did they do this to them? Why did this happen? How the doctors did this and blah, blah, blah. You have to remain positive. You have to put a positive. You have to attach positive energy to their passing. You have to attach positive energy to their life. I feel like once people pass on, we automatically start attaching negative energy. They died. They left us. They did this. They did that. How about they are living? How about they are no longer hurt? How about they are no longer sick? How about they are no longer stressed or whatever was the issue? Some of y'all might say, well, my so-and-so was taken away by gun violence or, you know, senseless violence or whatever. It wasn't their time. It was their time, unfortunately. And this is the part where I lose people because people don't like to hear what I'm saying to you. I've had people argue with me, well, what about babies? You mean to tell me babies are brought into this world just to die? Yes. Yes. When you come here, doesn't make a difference if you're here for 2 hours or for 40 years. You signed a contract for that, either for a learning lesson for your spirit, your soul, or for your parent. But it doesn't make a difference. Everybody has a transition date. Everybody has a purpose for being here. Everybody, good morning, Nisi Poo. Hi, pretty girl. Everybody has purpose. Now, is it our job to find everybody's purpose? No, it's not. It takes a special kind of human being to be able to understand and find purpose in death. It takes a selfless individual to find and accept the reason a person passed away. A lot of us do not have that in us because we are selfish. We claim possession over people. Oh, this is my mom. This is my significant other. This is my child. When in all reality, it's not. It's not. As parents, You are the portal for your children. You don't own your children. You're the portal for your children. Your children actually chose you. You didn't choose your children. Your children chose you. How do you have ownership over something that chose you? You didn't choose it. Think about that. I'm telling y'all this because a lot of us struggle with death. A lot of us struggle with letting go of people. Because in our minds, we've already physically had to let go. So this is holding us. Oh, I can't let go of this person. No, you have to. Let that person fly. Let that person go free. So you can go free. Okay. If you create in your memory, a shrine, I don't want to call it a shrine. If you create in your memory a positive foundation, this person did this for me, this person did that for me, this person was this, that, and the third to me. Grieving is not going to be what you think it is. Somebody said to me, oh, we're having a memorial. I was going to throw a memorial for my family member that passed away, but you know, I didn't feel like it was right to have a bunch of people around drinking, smoking, celebrating. That's what you should be doing. That feeds your ancestor, your loved one. That feeds their energy. Crying and mourning, that don't feed energy. That's dead ass energy. When you're up, when you're feeling good, when y'all are great, when y'all are celebrating, when y'all are pouring libation, when the room is fucking smoky, quiet is kept. That's when your ancestors are at peace. When they see you happy, that's when they're happy. I think a lot of us don't realize that. Your loved ones don't pass away and then sit on the other side and go, oh my God, please mourn me some more. Please get depressed over me some more. Oh no, I just want to sit here and watch you not get out the bed for fucking a year and eat yourself into health problems. And no, they don't. Matter of fact, they're sitting over you most of the time hoping that you get the fuck out the bed, hoping that you'll do something that they used to do. What did they like to do? They used to ride bikes, go ride a bike. They used to go for walks or ride, go walk or ride. They're hovering over you and around you going, I need you to get motivated. I need you to step into some positive energy. That's what they're doing. A lot of y'all be going, oh, I see my ancestors' birthday all the time, or whoever passed away, I see their birthday all the time, or I see 111s, 222s, and 555s, and I feel like they're trying to talk to me, they're trying to connect to me. So what are you doing about it? You see 555 two times a day. What did you do either time you seen 555 to honor that ancestor outside of you making a status message on Facebook, which didn't mean shit? Did you, in that moment, go and get their picture and talk to them? Did you, in that moment, say a prayer for them, wish them well? Did you do anything? Okay. So, what time is it? I have a session. I have a session coming up. I actually have two sessions. Well, okay, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet, but indecision, procrastination, the strength card, okay, finding strength in your everyday life so that you won't procrastinate and be indecisive, right? Making solid plans actually will help you to figure out where you're going and what you're doing in your daily life. Making solid plans. A lot of us are just existing and we don't have solid plans. You have to make solid plans. You have to. Okay. Oh, my hair needs to hurry up and dry. Okay, so let's see. Is there a starseed card? I was just trying to get one starseed card, but I feel like there was a lot.
It was a lot.
Vision. But this one was the only one flipped over. So the vision card. This says, trust in your ability to create the vision in your soul. Ooh. So if we're not indecisive, right? If we're not being indecisive and procrastinating and we are creating, this means we have a vision, we have a plan, we have something at play that we can see that we are actively working towards each and every single day. This is saying, trust yourself. Trust that intuition. Trust that voice. Okay, if that voice tells you, do this right now, put this out right now, you're going, why the fuck would I do that? That sounds crazy. Do it. And watch your shit go up. Trust that the universe is leading you down the best route for you to make your visions a reality. You just have to trust that that's what they're doing. You can't keep self-doubting and second-guessing and, oh, no, I'm not worthy of this, so this can't be this. Why would this person be asking me to do this or offering me that when I'm not even this? Nah, the universe sees who you really are. The universe sees your true potential. The universe knows the being it already created. It's just waiting for you to step into yourself. But the universe already knows what it's dealing with. Okay? Already knows what it's dealing with, who it's dealing with, and what it's dealing with. It already knows. Trust yourself. Okay? Trust yourself. Ooh, Nisi Poo, I'm glad you did too. Okay, baby? Auntie's always glad to see you around, right? Sean was on here at the beginning, but Sean must have left. Okay, so I'm always good to see my nieces and nephews on deck. Y'all know I love the fuck out of y'all. Like, I absolutely love my babies. Immortal, you have an amazing day. Okay, everybody have an amazing day. I have to get ready. I have to get moving for these sessions. Okay, Shalonda, good morning. Again, you can catch the podcast. It's also recording here. So if you want the audio only, you can download the audio on the podcast channel. iTunes, we're on iTunes, we're on Podomatic, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, we're on Google, we're on Spotify. Okay, I'll drop the links. Pooh, I love you. Okay, have a good day. Cora, hi, Cora Boo. That's funny. Zay was just inboxing me last night. Hey, Cora. Tara, have a good day. Everybody have an amazing day. Okay, I'm about to get the hell up out of here. Okay, I'm about to get out of here. Y'all know how I leave you all the time, right? From the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Okay, be healthy. Be healthy, 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 guys, okay? Our health is our true source of wealth, so if we don't have our health, we legit don't have anything else. Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board. Bonnie, baby, thank you for tuning in. Okay, Bonnie, have a great, 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 great day. Okay, Bonnie. All right, everybody. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. All right, I'm out of here. Deuces.